Scotty Nell Hughes is accusing Charles Payne of rape and the network of retaliation. Hughes filing the suit in federal court on Monday, accusing the Making Money host of sexually assaulting her in 2013. The suit says Hughes cut off contact with Payne, then Fox News had her blacklisted as unbookable, costing her any chance of a position in the Trump administration as well. I'm Chris Barnes.
The state of Wisconsin giving billions of dollars in tax breaks to bring a major manufacturer to the state.
Governor Scott Walker signed a bill yesterday that provides nearly $3 billion in incentives for the Taiwan-based company to build a massive plant in southeastern Wisconsin. The signing that took place at Gateway Technical College clears the way for the Walker administration and Foxconn to ink a final contract in the coming days. The proposed plant is projected to cost up to $10 billion and could employ as many as 13,000 people.
Toys R Us filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The news likely to spur some people to scramble to use their gift cards, but the New Jersey-based toy company, one of the world's largest, says there's no need to panic. It says it's committed to keeping its 1,600 Toys R Us and Babies R Us stores open while it reorganizes. Toys R Us has racked up more than $5 billion in long-term debt as it struggles to compete with online retailers like Amazon and brick-and-mortar stores like Walmart. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, Dava Guerin will join us again and share about her new book, Vets and Pets. Then we're going to talk with a couple of gents who are into Vietnam War-era songs, and we're going to hear some of that music, the stuff I sang in a foxhole. Naturally, we'll discuss last week's Service Academy football games. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and an Armed America report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be part of the Eisenhower Center after the Impact team. They really do great things for our troops with traumatic brain injury. Yeah, they help NFL players and first responders, too. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show the lovely lady, Dava Guerin. She's a very talented lady who's recently written another book, Vets and Pets. Welcome aboard, Dava.
Oh, thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Dava, a couple of years ago, we discussed your then-new book, Unbreakable Bonds, the story of 10 soldiers and Marines who were severely injured in action and the mothers who gave up everything to make sure they recovered. You seem to like vets. What's your tie there?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my father was a World War II veteran. He enlisted when he was 16 to sign up for the Army Air Corps. And my entire life, I've just heard the stories. He was an amazing photographer, so he showed us tons of pictures of the concentration camps and very, very proud of his service. He went to school on the GI Bill and then also went to medical school and ended up becoming a surgeon. So my whole life, I've really had a great appreciation And then, of course, over the years, I've always tried to do programs that support veterans, even in high school, just because I think it's important for people to know the amazing sacrifice and service of people. And since so few people know a military member in their family or know of them, I just think it's really important to be able to tell their stories so that the American people can support them and really understand what they're going through.
Well, that's certainly what you are doing. Now, you've got a partner. You don't work at this alone, do you?
No, I have a wonderful partner. His name is Kevin Ferris, and he and I teamed up for our new book as well. He's an Army veteran, and he's a very, very talented writer. And he and I really share that mission of wanting to tell stories of veterans to keep it alive. I think people tend to forget, especially as conflicts wind down, the service and what these people go through the rest of their lives. And we just want to make sure that we tell the stories. And we also tell the uplifting stories, like in this book, with veterans and their animals.
Well, that's what I want to do now. Tell us the story of your new book, Vets and Pets. What I know about it, it's absolutely incredible. It's beyond incredible. And it's also cool. It's fun. So talk us through this.
I will. Well, you know, everyone loves animals. I think there's a statistic that 70 million dogs live in households across the U.S. and 37 million cats. So clearly, everyone in our country loves their animals. And what we found in our new book, Vets and Pets, Wounded Warriors and the Animals That Help Them Heal, are stories of amazing veterans who have a bond with their animal, whether it's a service dog that's very highly trained or a companion animal, and the relationships that these people have with their animals and how they've changed their lives. So we're really excited in this book. It's very upbeat. It's a happy book, and we have lots of great training tips for animals. We have a foreword written by Barbara Bush, which is really wonderful, and Andrea Arden, who's an animal training expert. And it's just a very, very upbeat, wonderful book about these relationships with veterans and their animals.
Well, how did you come up with that idea? I mean, your book's gone way beyond dogs, cats, and horses, hasn't it?
We really have. And the cool thing about our book this time is we did a lot of research. Our publisher is Skyhorse Publishing, and our editor is wonderful. And he was suggesting that we just look into and just see what other animals out there in the world are helping veterans in particular. And we did our research, and we found, oh my goodness, so many programs. We have stories about horses, of course, dogs, cats, birds of prey, and we even have an amazing story about a woman who has a sanctuary for pot-bellied pigs. And all of the people in the book are either wounded warriors or they're people who were former veterans who started nonprofits of their own to help their fellow veterans. And we also have a lot of information, too, about a program called Pets for Patriots. This really wonderful woman, Beth Zimmerman, has helped us a lot. And she places dogs and cats who are all in shelters with veterans across the country. And it's really another point about companion animals, that you can find the most amazing animals who are living in shelters who could turn out to be phenomenal companions and service dogs as well.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the books Vets and Pets with author David Guerin. So, pigs and birds of prey, talk about that.
Well, yes, you would not believe, but we did a lot of research on just the types of animals that would be really good companion animals for veterans, anyone who has a physical injury, but also for PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. And we found a program in Atlanta, and it's a woman named Mandy Tidwell, and she has a sanctuary for pot-bellied pigs. And what she does is she has veterans, homeless veterans, who need a place to live. They can live on her sanctuary, and they get to take care of and learn about pot-bellied pigs, which turns out to be the fifth smartest animal on the planet. And so it's really great. A lot of the pigs are also themselves abandoned because a lot of people don't realize they'll see an advertisement for a teacup pig. But in reality, they're not little. They're actually starved to become small, keep them small. And what happens is you think you're getting a little pig, and soon they grow into, you know, 200-pound animals. And then people can't handle them, and so she rescues these animals. And she's had some amazing results, like people who then bond with these pigs and take them, eventually adopt them. And she's an amazing woman. And we also have a gentleman, Patrick Bradley, in Largo, Florida, who is a Vietnam vet, who had himself very bad PTSD and discovered that wounded birds of prey can actually help veterans who have PTSD. And so he teamed up with the Bay Pines VA Hospital in Largo in Florida. And 4 years later, they've had 3,000 or more veterans come through the program, many of whom have been dramatically healed just by walking with a wounded bird of prey. And people have asked, why is that? Why would that possibly work? And Patrick explained that, you know, when you have PTSD, it's very hard to control some of those, you know, moments when it comes out again and the triggers. But when you walk with a wounded bird of prey on your arm, you have to be calm or that bird of prey will become very distressed and try to fly away. So that veteran has to really concentrate on their emotions, and that's what's helping them get through those issues. So it's really remarkable what these animals can do. A woman in Virginia, Debbie Demick, has an amazing program, the Horses Helping Heroes Project, where she only works with people who have veterans who have traumatic brain injury. And the veterans don't ride the horses, but they care for them and they walk with them and they build relationships. And she has a breed called Morgan horses, which apparently are very gentle and bright and caring. And I talked to a couple of veterans from her program, and it's really, we have their stories all in the book. And one was saying that he had a relationship with a horse named Max, and he would say, you know, Max is more than my friend, he's my comrade. And he explained that having Max in his life helped him overcome and get back to living again when he had such a horrible traumatic brain injury. So it's great to see people's lives literally being changed just by having an animal in their life.
That's awesome. Your book is about to come out. Tell us how people can get copies.
Well, it comes out on September 26th, and it's everywhere. It'll be in Barnes & Noble, Amazon. You can buy it, I think, in Walmart and Target, and on Skyhorse Publishing's website. We have a Facebook page as well. And the best part is we are going to President Bush and Barbara Bush's home in Maine for the launch of the book. So we're bringing all of our veterans, plus the pig, plus the bird, five service dogs, all coming to their house, and they graciously agreed again to host us. So we're very, very excited about that.
That will be cool. I'll bet you're going to have some great pictures on Facebook.
Oh, you know we will, for sure.
Dava, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for this great book. Thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Danny. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for all your great work as well.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll hear some Vietnam War foxhole songs. Then we'll analyze last week's Service Academy football games. You have reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Hit the deck and do an easy, slow 50 push-ups. I want you to lean and mean. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Something happening here. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's now Vietnam War music time. About a month ago at an LZ Michigan event, I met Doug Bradley and Craig Werner, who sang a bunch of the songs that I sang in foxholes and other places in Vietnam. How could I not want to have these gents on the show? So Doug is a Vietnam vet who has been active helping vets and is an author. Craig's a professor and a historian whose focus seems to be on music. Both can really sing well. Joining us today is Craig. Welcome aboard, dude.
Glad to be here.
Craig, how did you two get together? How did that happen?
We were at a Christmas party at the Vet Center in Madison, Wisconsin, and Doug's son and daughter had both been in my classes. He knew I knew some about music. I knew he loved it. We started talking about the music of Vietnam, and pretty soon a bunch of guys were gathered around trading their stories, including a lot of guys who really didn't necessarily talk much about Vietnam. And we sat down a week or two later and said, you know what? I think this is a way of getting some stories that people don't often tell, don't often hear.
Did you know each other before that, or did you just stumble into each other and enjoy a conversation?
We just stumbled into each other, and since then, we've worked together. We've team taught a class on the Vietnam era vet-centered class at UW, and the project just grew from there.
Now, Doug served in Vietnam.
He was at Long Bend working as a military journalist. I was in Colorado Springs near Fort Carson playing with a rock band that played for a lot of vets. So my angle on the music was always very much embodied with vet perspectives.
So you guys liked the same kind of music?
More or less. I'm a country music fan. Doug isn't. But we like same rock and soul. And I think I've converted him a little bit to George Jones and Bobby Bear. But
and so you just decided to get out a couple of guitars and have some fun together. Is that how it started?
We love the music. We have presented it to a lot of students and in a lot of events around since the book came out. And just, kind of spreading the music and spreading the stories that go with it.
Certainly, many of the songs were ones that I literally sang in foxholes. We got to get out of this place, Detroit City, get on an airplane. I mean, when I was listening to those songs, boy, did it take me back.
Originally we thought we were going to build the book around 20 songs to tell the Vietnam story. And then we started talking to men and women about the songs that they remembered from wherever they were. And we realized that there was a whole lot more than 20 songs. Although there's some, like say, Leaving on Jet Plane, Detroit City, We Got to Get Out of This Place, that resonated with just about everybody.
Well, certainly they did me. I don't know anybody in the Vietnam era who didn't sing that, whether it was on their way home or in a foxhole or wherever they were. Those were certainly the songs. And by the way, folks, we're about to play those songs for you, or at least pieces of them. We're not just talking about them. We're going to let you hear some of these great songs. You're a professor now. What kind of things do you teach?
Well, I teach in the Black Studies Department at Madison. But really what I use is I use music to get to the kind of the truths of American history that frequently just get buried in the political rhetoric and the back and forth. And I try to get back to what it was actually like for the people who were living through various events, whether that's Vietnam, whether that's the civil rights movement.
Well, folks, we've been talking about the music. Let's hear it.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. I wanna go home. Sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Greg, I love that music. I was going to give you the last word, but you mentioned a book. Talk about it.
Doug and I collected the stories built around the music in Vietnam in a book called We Got to Get Out of This Place, The Soundtracks of the Vietnam War. And we interviewed something near 300 men and women who had served in Vietnam, everybody from grunts to the brass to field bakers, dog handlers, people served in the rear, you name it. And what we found is really that it's a story about survival. It's a story about building community, and it's a story about healing once people came back to the world.
How can people get copies? I presume Amazon or something like that?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's easily available. We were Rolling Stone magazine's book of the year, so it's pretty easy to find.
Okay. How about your music, you two guys' music? Do you make it available somehow?
Most of the songs, all the songs really, are you can find them easily on YouTube and enjoy them there.
Makes sense. I certainly am going to be doing that. Greg, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for what you're doing for veterans everywhere. I really appreciate you.
Thanks much for having us.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom is time for Service Academy football. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow. Then take a break and do 20 more. And then stand at ease, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. Spartan Nash is proud to sponsor Frontlines of Freedom. As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, our MDV military division exists to serve our military heroes and their families, both at home and abroad.
We see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served at our 159 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations in 47 states.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Rather than use its resources to improve Iranian lives, its oil profits go to fund Hezbollah and other terrorists that kill innocent Muslims.
President Trump addressing the United Nations General Assembly today, calling out Iran for their support of Islamic terrorism.
We cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke to reporters today about the possibility of sequestration causing problems in the readiness of the military.
I am not willing to say right now that there's a direct line between sequestration and what has happened. I am willing to say as we look at the circumstances surrounding, we're going to take a very close look at that.
Congress passing legislation to increase defense spending. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation in uniform, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. Go to honorandremember.org. Troops, the Army, Navy, and Air Force football teams are in full swing, fighting on to victory. Joining me now is football co-host Quentin Roberts. We're going to talk about two of the teams because there was a bye last week. Quentin, glad to have you back, dude.
Colonel, always a pleasure to be here. Boy, is it a great time to talk about Service Academy football.
Well, it sure is. Army and Navy played last week. So let's talk about Army first.
Well, Denny, I tell you, the Black Knights moved to 2-0. And Mikey Stadium, they used the winning formula of a stifling defense and ball control offense to defeat the Buffalo Bulls 21-17. The first quarter, Buffalo opened the scoring with an 8-play, 73-yard drive with the key play of quarterback Tyree Jackson hooking up with Anthony Johnson for 52 yards down to the Army 11. The Army defense held, and Buffalo could only muster a field goal. And the Black Knights came back down the field with Ahmad Bradshaw, the senior quarterback, had a big run for 52 yards to the Buffalo 8. And from there, he took it in from 1 yard on out for Army to go ahead 7-3. The second quarter saw Buffalo go back ahead. They actually scored 10 unanswered points in the second quarter behind Tyree Jackson with a 75-yard run and another 48-yard pass play, and went into the half leading the Black Knights at 17-7. But the third quarter and the adjustments that Coach Monken and his staff made were amazing, as they just shut out the Bulls in the second half. While they shut them out, the offense got rolling. Darnell Wolfolk scored 2 touchdowns on 1 yard runs. And the Black Knights were able to pull out a come-from-behind victory, 21-17. When we look at the stats of the game, you can't help but understand again, I talk about the turnovers. The Buffalo Bulls had 2 turnovers. Army didn't have any. Time of possession for Army, 34 minutes to Buffalo's 25 minutes. And Army won the total offensive battle, amassing 339 yards to Buffalo's 312. Stars of the game, again, Ahmad Bradshaw, the senior quarterback, rushed for over 100 yards. Darnell Woolfolk had 2 touchdowns. And defensively, because, again, they pitched their second straight shutout. They have not been scored on in the second half this year. And Jalen McClinton, the defensive back, had a key play in the game by having a strip sack on Buffalo's quarterback just when they were about to go up in the third quarter and extend their lead. And then Mr. Aukerman came in, and he had another big day leading the team in tackles. And Alex should be saluted for his efforts as well. So that's the Black Knights and their defeat of Buffalo, 21-17.
So my Army team continues to do well. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're looking at last week's Service Academy football games with co-host Quentin Roberts. That leaves Navy. Talk to us about Navy, man.
Well, in beautiful Annapolis, Maryland, set on the Chesapeake Bay, the midshipmen of the United States Naval Academy held on to defeat Tulane 23-21 in their home opener. And they also began the season 2-0. As we look down the scoring for this game, Navy jumped out to a 7-0 lead, and Tulane came back in the second quarter to go up 13-7. But then there was a big play, a 79-yard pass and run from Zach Abey, the quarterback, to wide receiver Tyler Carmona. Put Navy up, gave them a lead that they would not relinquish at 14-13. In the third quarter, Navy extended that lead on a defensive score. Andrew Wood recovered a fumble in the end zone to put them up 21-13. And then the defense also scored a safety to go up 23-13. Tulane did score another touchdown to make the final score 23-21. As we look at the key stats of the game, Navy won the offensive game, amassing 326 yards to Tulane's 262. Navy overcame two turnovers to Tulane's zero, and Navy held the ball for 30 minutes to Tulane's 29. So you see the stats are really pretty close and indicative of the score being 23-21. As I look at, again, the stars of the game for the Naval Academy, Zach Abey had a tough game, but he was able to still lead Navy with 108 yards rushing. Darryl Bonner Sr., slot back, caught a 52-yard pass. Tyler Carmona and DJ Palmore paced the team with a career-high 10 tackles. His previous high was 8. So he had a great game as well. And so the midshipmen are moving on at 2-0. And into a bye week for them. So they're riding high as well.
And Air Force, as we said, had a bye last week. So Army and Navy continue to move on. Nobody's beaten anybody to death. They're tough games, but we're pulling them out. So this weekend, Army plays and Air Force plays, and Navy has a bye, right?
That's right, Denny. Both Army and Air Force come into the Big Ten and bring their triple option. You know, the Big Ten doesn't like to see Service Academy teams coming because Service Academy teams are known to cut block. And when you've got a pro career, you tend to think that those knees are precious and that you don't want anybody touching those knees. Now, my experience has shown that I have not seen any more injuries from cut blocking than I have from anything else. But it's still that idea planted and that thought planted in your head that if somebody's down there, there's more likely that an injury can occur. But Army goes to Ohio State. It's going to be a 4:30 game on Fox television. Army is a huge 30-point underdog. And if there's an upset that I want to see as much as the one in Ann Arbor, it will be in Columbus. If Army and Jeff Monken can get this win, this will truly be a signature win and one that will change will have reverberations felt throughout the college football landscape. Air Force goes into Ann Arbor. They're a 24-point underdog. And interestingly, both Ohio State coming off of a big loss to Oklahoma and Michigan, even though they beat Cincinnati last week, did not look very impressive in doing so. Both fan bases for both of those Big Ten schools are up in arms over the quarterback play and the play of the offense, even though it's September, even though it's early. But now is the time when Army and Air Force can score big wins. Army at Ohio State and Air Force at Michigan.
Those are going to be great games. You're going to the Air Force-Michigan game, aren't you?
I will be there, Denny, and I am looking for a signature win from Coach Calhoun. He's had some great seasons, some good wins. He's beaten Boise State. He's won some bowl games, but that big one, that big signature win over a big-name team, he's yet to score. So looking forward to it. It could be this week. Again, when these teams aren't firing on all cylinders, now is the time where a team like Air Force can really jump up and score an underdog victory.
Well, I'm a big Michigan fan, except when Army, Navy, or Air Force are playing them. So go Air Force.
Go Air Force, beat Michigan. Go Army. Beat the Buckeyes, and boy, will we celebrate next week on the show.
Quentin, thanks for taking time today. This is always fun, and thanks for those three great football teams that give us something to talk about.
That's right, Denny. Again, this is a renaissance of Service Academy football, a salute to not only the players, but to the coaches and to the staffs and the schools themselves. We know that they are doing great things that really extend far beyond the football field.
Indeed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You have reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, about 50 pounds to do it. Do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. DINOVITE.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gill, and this is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, if you want to learn more about the wonderful things the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact does for our troops and others with traumatic brain injury, maybe someone you know, check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send me your thoughts at Denny at FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what do we have first?
Michael from Michigan complained that your requirement that we listeners do 50 one-handed push-ups was too hard. One of his friends agreed with him and called you a name. Why are you so hard on your listeners?
Well, Michael, war is hell, and the only way to be prepared is to be strong and tough. I want you to survive. Tell you what, I'll reduce the requirement to 25 one-handed push-ups, but do 25 with one hand and then do 25 with the other one. Will that work?
And as you call it, Colonel, keep pushing America away.
That's it, dude.
Pete wants to know if you think the hurricane situation in the South is going to negatively affect our military in any way.
Pete, it sure is. Our military has been grossly underfunded for over 8 years. Things that are worn out need updating and just plain in short supply. We're way behind in the research and development of new weapons and other systems. And the previous president, while shortchanging the military, more than doubled the national debt. And now we have billions of dollars in helping our citizens who have suffered from these hurricanes. I fear that our military is going to get shortchanged again, and if we go to war, that'll cost lives. but our nation can only handle so much debt. This is a huge problem. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was recently having trouble with my computer when I suddenly remembered retired Navy Rear Admiral Grace Hopper. Sometime in the late 1970s, as a major, I was sent to a week-long school in Washington, D.C. about using computers. They were the coming thing. One of our lecturers was Grace Hopper. She spoke of being the only female on the team that, during World War II, was creating the computer that would be used to build the atomic bomb. They were building it at the University of Chicago, and the only secure place big enough for them was the space under the stadium seats in the football stadium. They cleaned things up and started putting together vacuum tubes and stuff as they built their computer. She said the lights in the vacuum tubes attracted all kinds of little critters, the kind that you would easily find under a football stadium. So a couple times a week they had to turn off everything, let the tubes cool down, and deal with the mess. And as the only woman on the team, she was given the vacuum cleaner, and she had to clean up all the dead bodies. This, she claimed, was the first debugging. There are other stories around about how she became the first person to remove a bug and to call it that, but I heard her tell this story, and I believe it. In 1943, she joined the Navy. Somewhere along the way, she developed the first really usable business computer language called COBOL, or the Common Business-Oriented Language. She was an amazing woman, a brilliant naval officer, and a wonderful person. I'll never forget her insights or her stories.
Colonel, do you remember when computers didn't exist, how slow our life was?
How pleasant our lives were?
There are some days I'd like to just make computers go away, but we'd have to be giving up all the good things that computers bring too.
Well, you got a point there. Okay, now it's time for military history. What you got, Skip?
On 19 October 1781, the British Army at Yorktown, Virginia surrendered. On 21 August, General George Washington began moving his army along with his French allies with the goal of crushing British General Cornwallis's isolated force. The fleet of French Admiral Comte de Grasse assumed a blockading position and defeated the reinforcing British fleet. The first major attack began after dark on 14 October. Cornwallis shifted 1,000 men and his wounded to Gloucester Point with the goal of transferring his army across the river and breaking out to the north. As the boats returned to Yorktown, they were scattered by a storm. Out of ammunition for his guns and unable to move, Cornwallis surrendered. At 9 a.m. on October 17, a single drummer mounted the British works and beat the long roll as a lieutenant waved a white flag. The surrender documents were signed on October 19. At noon, the French and American armies lined up, and the British marched out with flags furled and their bands playing "The World Turned Upside Down." The victory at Yorktown was the last major engagement of the American Revolution and effectively ended the conflict.
And on 20 September 1797, the U.S. frigate Constitution, Old Ironsides, was launched in Boston. Maybe it's the only old ship still in commission, but it is still in commission, right, Skip?
Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
I would think a Marine would know that.
Oh. I would think a West Pointer would know that. On 18 September 1947, the U.S. Air Force became a separate military service out of the Army Air Corps. The Air Force's motto is Uno Ab Alto, one over all. And the Air National Guard was created as a separate reserve component under the National Guard Bureau.
It's still the Army Air Corps to me. I don't care what those Air Force guys say.
And you didn't know I could speak Latin.
No, I didn't. Did you?
Semper Fidelis.
Oh, that's right. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. Lead out, bro.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, during a road trip, a Texas man and his wife received an unpleasant late-night visit to their hotel room in the town of Hot Springs, Arkansas. The couple heard someone banging on their door in the overnight hours. Not knowing who it could be, the man armed himself with his firearm before he entered the door. One assailant struck the man in the face as soon as he opened the door, causing the Texan to fall backward into the room. The three men and a woman then forced their way into the room. The armed citizen responded by firing at the man who hit him and at a second assailant, hitting each of them and scaring off the others. The four were later apprehended. The suspects told the police officer that they were retaliating against the couple for suspected burglary of their rooms a few days prior.
Well, thanks, Colonel. Before we get too far into this, let's first establish the general rule that you should never open the door of your house, much less to your hotel room, to a stranger or anyone else you distrust. Here's the problem. Most of us are good people, so we don't want to be rude, and we prefer to welcome people into our home and extend hospitality to them. But we need to be aware that bad guys are not like us, and they will use our own good nature as a tactical weapon against us. Once they get inside our home, we are at a disadvantage and our life is in danger. Let's talk about Castle Doctrine now. Castle Doctrine is not a hunting license that allows you to roam through your house looking for bad guys and shooting them on sight. Castle Doctrine laws instruct the courts that they must assume that anyone who breaks into your house while you are inside is there to cause you harm. But you still need to protect yourself legally as well as physically. And you also need to be aware that not all states have a Castle Doctrine law. In general, Castle Doctrine pertains to the place where you are living at the time, whether it's a tent or a motel room or even a recreational vehicle. I highly recommend that you establish that you are a reluctant participant in the deadly force encounter. Don't go searching for the bad guy. If you can safely retreat to a defensive position, you should do so. Give yourself a tactical advantage in a place you can easily defend while calling the police. Try to end the situation without using deadly force if you can safely do so. As always, consult with a legal professional in your jurisdiction to find out the most up-to-date and accurate laws in your state. Only then can you be confident that you're on firm legal ground to use deadly force when protecting yourself and the ones you love.
Thanks, Skip. Our book giveaway this week is David Guerin's Vets and Pets. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Vets and Pets in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, former Navy SEAL Patrick Beischer will discuss his role today in helping those who want to become SEALs get ready for the tests to get in, and his new book. We'll also discuss a new program where hunting is used to help people with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. We'll be discussing a recent hunt that accomplished that. And we'll also review this week's Service Academy football games and predict the outcome of next week's games.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And a few of your friends at Guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show. Hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Front Lines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information you won't get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Rather than use its resources to improve Iranian lives, its oil profits go to fund Hezbollah and other terrorists that kill innocent Muslims.
President Trump addressing the United Nations General Assembly today, calling out Iran for their support of Islamic terrorism.
We cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke to reporters today about the possibility of sequestration causing problems in the readiness of the military.
I am not willing to say right now that there's a direct line between sequestration and what has happened. I am willing to say, as we look at the circumstances surrounding, we're going to take a very close look at that.
Congress passing legislation to increase defense spending. USA Radio News.
Good news, everyone. Futurama is back in an all-new episode that's available for audio download or listening today. And it's free. The new episode, created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute-long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know. Several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
A police department coming under fire for arresting an autistic child. Here's Jason Campadonia.
Body camera footage shows the 14-year-old wandering around a park alone when he's approached by the officer.
What are you doing?
I'm skimming.
What? What is that?
Skimming is a coping mechanism used by kids with autism that usually calms them down, and it consists of tics or twitches. The officer tries putting the teen in handcuffs, and the boy freaks out.
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay.
The Buckeye PD is standing behind the officer, saying they didn't do anything wrong, but the family has a list of demands. They want an apology. They want the officer to do some community service in the autism community and for every Buckeye cop to get autism training. The city says the demands are now under review.
A probe is now taking place in the St. Louis Police Department after an officer reportedly called Black Lives Matter members domestic terrorists. An anti-police protester claims the officer posted it on her Facebook wall. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
One of Texas's most wanted fugitives is in custody in California. Here's Jason Campadonia.
The LAPD says they got a tip from police in Dallas letting them know that Christopher Ricardo Gonzalez was in the area and to be on the lookout. Sergeant Joe Cavassani says Gonzalez and a buddy were hanging out in a car early this morning.
LAPD officers were able to locate possible suspect and a pursuit ensued. The vehicle crashed.
Gonzalez is wanted for murder, and after the crash, the two men took off running.
After a short canine search, two suspects were taken into custody, and no outstanding suspects are at large at this point.
Gonzalez was taken to a local hospital to be treated for dog bites. His friend has not been identified, and his condition has not been released.
Reports are now coming out that Donald Trump Jr. is getting rid of his Secret Service protection.
That's according to an anonymous person familiar with the situation who isn't authorized to comment publicly, as the Secret Service won't say who is and who isn't under protection. The Secret Service is already hitting a wall when it comes to its budget for protecting the president and his large family, particularly with the frequent traveling they do. The president's oldest son often travels on behalf of the family's business interests.
Merriam-Webster updating its dictionary, releasing more than 250 new words and definitions. The list includes several words that add to the current political climate. One word is troll. No longer just a giant who roamed in Scandinavian folklore, it's now to antagonize others by deliberately posting inflammatory